All right, and now we're going to ask Regan, are we ready for our interview with Brad Meltzer? Here we go. Brad Meltzer, the president of Plaza Construction, and we're going to talk about the Miami real estate market and Plaza Construction. We're here with Brad Meltzer. Brad is the president of Plaza Construction.
That's correct.
All right, now, Brad, we were going to talk a little bit about what you're seeing in the market, but before we do that, tell me a little bit about Plaza Construction so people understand your perspective in the marketplace.
Well, Plaza Construction is a full-service general contractor, construction manager. Our headquarters is in New York City. We operate in New York City, Washington, D.C., Miami, Tampa, Orlando, and most recently Los Angeles and San Jose, California, as we're continuing to try to not only diversify by market sector, but also regionally.
So then we're on our way right now to do a walkthrough of the 1000 Museum, probably the premier building in our marketplace. Is that indicative of the type of projects you guys work on across the country?
Well, first of all, it's not only the most premier project in our marketplace, but last week we were incredibly fortunate to have received a distinction from ENR, which is a national periodical engineering news record. Recently, it not only had won the Project of the Year in the Southeast, but last week it got Project of the Year nationally for residential projects. So we're super excited about that.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you.
What's the one factor that you think led to that award?
I think it was incredible collaboration from the start between a developer who was open-minded about a way to execute a project such as this, a design team between Zaha Hadid, ODP, DeSimone Consulting Engineers, and Plaza, and our critical subcontractors. We all started working on that project in earnest about a year before it broke ground.
So it sounds to me like collaboration and team effort is one of the hallmarks of your successful way that you do business.
Yes, very much so.
So let's talk a little bit now about what you see in the South Florida marketplace in general and in the development space in particular, because we're at a point in the cycle where most of the time things pause. What are you seeing?
You know, we're not really seeing a pause. I see what I call a maturation of our economy, of our city. If you would have spoken to me about 10 years ago, we were seeing a lot of condos, always some hospitality in South Florida. But now, as the condo market has softened, usually that dictated a slowdown in the marketplace in our business sector. But now we're seeing lots of office buildings come online. We're seeing more retail. We're seeing more hospitality, not just the only uber luxury hospitality, what I would call the limited service hotels, the smaller micro unit hotels. We're seeing a lot of different type of work. And that's a great thing for our business. And I think it's a great thing for our local economy.
Well, I think that what you're really seeing is the rest of the product cycle following the people. A lot of times you'll see that a product precedes the demand. But in this case, I think we're lucky enough in Miami to see that the demand was created and now the retail and the office are following. And in fact, it seems like entire new markets are being built in places like Wynwood. Tell us a little bit about what Plaza's doing in Wynwood.
So in Wynwood, we started a small project called Oasis, which is a very unique kind of boutique project. We don't only do the large mega projects.
Mm-hmm.
We were just recently awarded the Arlo Hotel, which will be breaking ground in about 4 months. We were awarded the Moxie Hotel in Wynwood.
Excellent.
We're looking at some residential product. And then right on the corner of where Midtown divides from Wynwood, we're building an 18-story office building for Aaron Rosenberg and his development group. Kobe Karp's the architect on that. So again, a new product type in a neighborhood that 15 years ago was warehouses and industrial and automotive repair shops.
Now, let's talk a little bit about Plaza's team. You know, in the past, at this point in the cycle, it's been difficult to get quality members of a construction team. How are you finding the employment market and your ability to secure skilled subs?
Skilled subs are something that you have to, over time, develop relationships with, good times and bad. So when times were lean, we still gave our good subs good work. While we didn't have as much volume at that time that we would all have liked, we still had work. And the subs follow us. They follow us also because of our relationships. How do we act when there's a problem on a project? Are we finger pointers or are we problem solvers?
Oh, gosh. Am I really listening to a general contractor talking about being a teammate and treating his subcontractors like members of the family? This is tremendous.
You know, we don't just say it, but we really, you know, talk the talk and walk the walk. We are only as good as our subs.
Wow, that's tremendous. I certainly hope that you'll circulate this interview to some of your subs. Now, what do you see in the future in the city of Miami? We're in 2020. What do you see in just a couple of years? Now some of these office buildings have been delivered. Wynwood's a little bit more matured. What do you think is the next step in the city of Miami?
I think it just continues, depending on cycles, maybe not always at the same rapid rate as we're seeing. I start to see the line between Fort Lauderdale and Miami starting to kind of blend. We're seeing a lot of significant work in Aventura, as an example, in North Miami. So I think you're going to start to see that gap filled. The other thing that we're seeing, not just on the construction side, but we're seeing a lot of young people come to Miami that previously would have only, after college, after they got their MBA, gone to New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco. Miami is now an option for those people because they believe in its future as well, and that's only going to continue to perpetuate our city. The better talent we have in town, more people that want to come here and, you know, plant their roots and build families here, I think it's only going to help our city grow.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think as the talent base continues to become deeper, you'll see opportunity to have more what they call in the books, collisions, opportunities to meet people, do things, and come together. And you know, I think that your business model of collaboration really is positive going forward. What does the future hold for Brad Meltzer?
You know, the future for Brad Meltzer is continuing to try to do good work. I get up every day. I love what I do. I'm at my office, at my desk at 6:30 every single morning because I'm juiced up about what's going on. I love building, I love creating relationships, I love collaborating, and, you know, putting teams together. That's what I really have great passion for.
Wow, you know, I can feel that passion over here. It's truly tremendous. Now, let's say somebody wants to do some business with Plaza. How do they find out more about Plaza, more about the projects you've done? Even if they want to get some employment, I'm sure there's a link off your website for that. What's your website and how do people find you guys?
Our website is super simple. It's www.plazaconstruction.com. My email is also incredibly simple, bmeltzer@plazaconstruction.com. We're a word of mouth group. We don't do a lot of advertising, but we've continued to grow our brand because of our performance, because of our staff, because of our people. So if people want to do work with us, they should know how to find us.
Wow, that's great. I want to thank you so much, Brad, for taking a little bit of time to tell us about Plaza and your perspective on the market. I'm looking forward to walking 1000 Museum with you. People should watch that inspection on our Facebook page. It'll happen up probably around 8:30 this morning. You can find it in the historic Facebook page after you listen to this interview. Thank you again, Brad, so much for being on the show today.
Thank you.